Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
The stuff we've been doing about Harry Styles and his phone number or not has been causing quite a stir this week. We were trending worldwide when we did it a couple of days ago. Today I was walking on the street and one of those community support police officers came up to me and went, "That thing with Harry Styles is hilarious, mate." I was like, "Okay, thanks." Now, yesterday, we played out some of the messages that people had left. Because remember the day before, we pretended to give out Harry Styles from One Direction's phone number. It wasn't his number at all. It was our phone number. It's like a little pay-as-you-go thing that we've got here. But we played some of the messages, and lots of you thought it was his number, and against my wishes, decided to call it, thinking that you might get a call back from Harry. Loads of people called it. There's, what happened there?
Sorry, that was my hip.
Was your hip just clicked there? Oh, I'm love. Radio 2 is beckoning.
You made a really loud noise, sorry.
Anyways, we had that was really loud.
Sorry.
You might want to get that checked out. Wow.
Okay, good. As you were.
We had loads of people calling up Harry, or what they thought was Harry, trying to be cool.
Hiya, Harry, give us a ring back. Cheers, bye.
And then people trying to be like, even cooler than that.
Hi, Harry. I just wanted to let you know that you're my favourite member of One Direction.
Gotcha! Niall's fitter than you!
Don't know why she felt the need to do the Aussie accent at the end. There was someone else with an Aussie accent too. And then we had Martha, who left a message thinking that it was for Harry. Remember Martha? This is what happened when we spoke to her yesterday. So you left this message on what you thought was Harry's number.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, right, if I leave this message, he'll call me back and then, you know, maybe marry me one day.
Yeah.
So let's hear the cool, calm and collected message that left.
I don't even remember it.
To try and get Styles to call you back. Here it is. That was it.
Was that it?
That's all you did.
Did I not say anything else?
No, just this.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, my God.
I love you, Martha.
Else. Yeah.
Now, why,
oh, Lord.
Why is Harry going to call you back after that?
Because I sound like such a fun person to be around.
Imagine if you could leave a message again now. What would you say on this message, if you could have another one? Would you
know.
Just probably scream again?
I'd probably try and act cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, here's the thing. Try and act cool now, because Harry's actually on the line. Say hi.
Oh, my God.
You're
doing
very cool, actually. You're doing very well.
Oh, my God.
She did it again.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Hi. Hope you're all right. It's 20 to 5 on BBC Radio 1. Becky's here. Chris is here.
Hello.
Hello.
Now we're going to play Chris's game today. Chris has got a little game for us, and it's called Slip It In.
Very excited about this one.
I don't like the title.
Please explain how it works.
So what it is we choose a word, and we have to ring our mates and see how many times we can slip this special word into the conversation whilst on the phone to them.
So we've each made a call. We've recorded these earlier, but we haven't heard each other's calls, so we don't know how we did yet. And it's not just getting the selected word in once, it's getting it in as many times as you can before the person on the other end of the phone realises that you're trying to do it or just asks what's going on. Okay? And Chris, what was today's word that we had to fit in as much as possible?
Today's word is moist.
Ugh. It's not my favourite word. Okay. So, Chris, we'll play your one first.
Right.
I don't know how this went. Do you think, I mean, were you any good?
I did all right, I think. It's hard to tell because I don't know how good you guys did, but...
Right. And who did you phone?
I phoned my mate Dan Perkins.
Oh, Dan Perkins.
Yeah.
Never heard of him. Is he a good friend of yours?
Yeah, he's a good mate.
All right, so you called Dan Perkins, trying to get moist in as much as you can, and see if he realises. Let's hear that right now on our new game. Slip It In.
Hey, what's this clothing?
You all right, Perkins?
Hi, who's this?
It's Moist Chris.
It's what, sorry?
Chris Stark, you alright?
Oh, Starkade,
man. How are you?
I had no idea, I wasn't expecting you to be coming.
No, I know.
I'm good, thanks, mate.
I know, are you alright?
Yeah. What can I do for you, pal?
Oh, nothing really, I just thought I'd have a very quick moist catch-up with you.
Okay, mate.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just doing a few moist things at the moment.
A few moist things? Go ahead, explain yourself.
No, it's all right. How's work, anyways? Work busy? I might have a bit of work for you, by the way.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, well, I mean, we're busy, but I can always sort you out, mate. What do you need?
Just a few moist shirts.
A few moist shirts, okay. What's with the moist stuff?
Oh, rubbish. Bye.
That was all right, though.
It was all right.
Hello, it's Moist Chris.
So you got four moists in there. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Before you realised what was going on. Is Dan Perkins the man that gets your shirts made when you need shirts,
mate? He is. He's the one.
Love that. So every time it's Lads on Tour, it's Darky on the back.
Yeah.
He's your man.
Moist. A few moist... That's why he didn't bat an eyelid when Chris went, a few moist shirts. He was like, all right, yeah. So, moist, do you want it in Comic Sans?
Yeah. He's asked for worse. Okay. It's time for my one now. Who thinks I'm going to be good at this?
Who did you call?
Notice how we didn't all jump in going, yes, Scott.
Who did you call?
I called Mike. Mike.
Oh, right.
I reckon you might catch on quite quickly. I reckon you probably got about seven.
Okay. So this is one of my friends, Mike. And you think I got seven? Before he twigged what was going on. All right, well, I've got to beat four. So let's find out. Let's see how well I slip it in.
Hello?
Hi, Mike, it's Scott.
Hello, Scott, you all right?
Yeah, how was last night?
Yeah, really good, thank you. Yeah really good.
A few more cocktails?
Yeah, I only had one cocktail and a couple of beers.
What was it like in there, then?
That was really nice. Have you not been in there?
Well, a few moist years ago I went there. But
yeah, no, I thought it was really nice. It's like, it's quite small upstairs, but it's quite cosy, you know?
Yeah, and it was not too busy, or was it really moist?
There were quite a few people in there.
Yeah. You know, in November, are you going to be moist at all during that time?
Am I going to be what?
Are you going to be around?
Yeah. Am I going to be moist? Did you say? Why'd you keep saying moist?
Oh! I was doing well there.
What was that?
How many did you get?
Four again!
Oh, it's a tie.
It's a tie between you and me. Right, Becky. I have a feeling that you're going to be good at this. I don't know why.
Well, I tried a different tactic. Mine was quite different to yours, I've realised now.
Okay.
Well, we'll just play it and see how...
And who did you ring? I've got a...
I rang Ian.
Ian.
My friend Ian,
upstairs at Radio 1. Okay.
Will I beat four?
More than four, though. I don't know.
I don't think she will.
Don't think
I've got a tendency to crack up on calls, haven't I?
Yeah, you do laugh
a lot.
I
find myself incredibly funny.
You do. You do laugh a lot at your own jokes. Okay, so it's Ian... I don't know. You don't think she'll do it?
I don't think she's going to do it, no.
I think he might. Okay, let's find out. Here's Becky phoning Ian, trying to get the word moist in. More than four, though. Really? Let's find out right now. As Becky tries to slip it in... Oh, no, that's the wrong one. That's me again. And Becky tries to slip it in.
Hello?
Moist, 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 moist,
moist, moist, moist,
moist, moist, moist, moist, moist, moist, moist, moist, moist, moist, moist, moist, moist, moist, moist.
A little bit of a slowing down there.
Why aren't you asking me why I'm saying it?
Because I want to see how long you can carry on saying it for. I must admit, I am intrigued, though. I'm not used to this. Why aren't you saying it?
I asked eventually.
Yes!
65! Right, that is a... Okay.
Sometimes subtlety isn't an option. You just need to go for it.
Right. The one that didn't speak has the final decision on
it. It was called slip it in, and
I did. Is that allowed? Is that allowed?
Yeah!
Oh, come on.
That's blatant. And that's... Oh, maybe we should have said that we're not allowed to do that because that's messed it up. And our 4 points each look paltry.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Georgie's been on saying that awkward moment when your mum walks in the room when Becky's saying moist repeatedly on the radio. Sorry about that. Also, this is my favourite. You know when people have regret the next day? There's this guy that came up to me last night at the student union in Cardiff and he was like, "Hey, do you remember me? Do you remember me? I was the bloke that found the hoff in my curry." And I was like, it's probably something we've done on the show ages ago where, like, the face of the hoff appeared in his boona or something. And I was, because that's the kind of thing that we would do. Anyway, this guy was all kind of, like, bald, had a few drinks. And was like, "Hey, remember me? Hoff in the curry, remember me?" He's just been on. "Hi. Sorry from last night," he introduced himself as the guy who found the hoff in my curry. "I since realised this is very embarrassing, and I apologise."
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good news is the Posh Radio 4 lady is back, and she is going to be reading out your emails after 5 o'clock on Dear Scott, where you can just have a say on anything you want. Also coming up, we have got the people of Stupid Street. It's a good one today. And in the next half hour, we need to talk about what Becky thinks is the funniest thing in the world. What is it?
Do you want me to tell you?
Tell us now, yeah.
Dogs sticking their heads out of car windows. I only realised this morning how much I love it. It makes me so happy.
Why?
You can't see it and not smile.
Chris Smith of the News does a brilliant impression. I wish you could see this now, listeners. Do it again, Chris, just for... Actually, it is funny. We need to talk more about this after five.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Becky?
Yeah?
What's going on?
There's some good pictures coming in.
Nothing makes her happier than this.
No, someone's texting saying, "What's better than that is when you're on holiday and you see dogs sticking their heads out of the window because it looks like they're driving."
It is good.
They just look so happy. They love it.
I know. Why does it bring dogs so much joy when they stick their head out of the window? Because, like, when you do it, and don't do it, by the way, but if you did, it's not that much fun, is it? It's like... It's not brilliant. Like, you can't kind of breathe that well. And it's...
I think I read once that it's because all the smells coming in the air, it's like drugs to a dog.
Oh, really?
It does that, yeah.
Wow. They look very happy.
They do, don't they?
Whatever it is.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Cue the music. Okay, it's time for Dear Scott. This is where the Posh Radio 4 lady reads out your stuff. Just like what's been going on in your brain in the last 7 days. Ugh. Only if you email me, obviously, otherwise that'd be weird and she'd be some kind of strange psychic woman. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. She'd be like a much posher version of Sally Morgan. Send me an email. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Get in touch and we'll get your stories on. What are you saying this week?
Dear Scott, I'm listening to your podcast right now. I just heard you talking about the lizard story.
The lizard story.
How many lizard stories have you got?
I know the one.
Yeah, I know the one.
This is where it was on your face, right?
Well, I thought the lizard had been on my face, yes. This is when I was in Cyprus and I woke up and you know those little gecko things that you get that do get into your room when you're abroad, it was inches away from my face on the wall, and I was convinced that in the night the little gecko thing had been on my face and had taken a poo. Because let's face it, if you've actually managed to navigate to the point of being on someone's face, you would, wouldn't you?
Look, we had this conversation before and you were the only one that said if you ended up on... It's only you that thinks that. It's only you that thinks that.
You would. If you finally managed to make it to a face, you would.
Each to their own. What are the other lizard stories you've got? You seem very confused as to which lizard story was which.
I've probably
don't
got
want to talk
more.
About it?
No.
The other year, I was in Corfu with my family, and a lizard had crawled in my stepmum's bag and then into my inhaler. This must have happened while we were at the side of the pool. Anyway, a few hours later, we all went back to the room to play cards on the balcony. Mine and my stepbrother's room was next to our parents. I needed my inhaler, so I shouted for it. My stepmum came onto her balcony and handed me it. I sat down and took a deep breath of my inhaler, and to my surprise, there was a lizard in my mouth. I spat it out and almost threw up. I can explain the story in full detail after four tomorrow, if you want to ring me. It was a horrible experience. Nick.
I think I've heard enough, Nick. I think I've heard enough. Lizard inhaler, take a deep breath, bosh. Lizard in mouth. Oh, I hope it didn't... No, it wouldn't have done.
Well, if it's taken all the effort to get on into his mouth, you might as well, eh? Your words, not mine.
Next.
How refreshing is Becky? Finally giving in to the fact she will always be big. You go, girl.
What is this?
It's my favourite.
What is this, please? Oh, can we hear this again, please?
How refreshing is Becky? Finally giving in to the fact she will always be big. You go, girl.
Girl power. Big girl power. What's going on?
I've got no idea.
Oh, right, so you don't know anything about it.
I didn't make some big fat statement, did I?
I don't know.
I don't know. Good. Okay, woo. Yeah, keep
woo!
Eating.
You go, girl.
How refreshing I am with my 26 Big Macs.
Everything you can eat on your diet. I don't know what that's about. If you can maybe contact us again. Next.
Hey, gang. I listen to your podcast when I'm running or cycling as a welcome distraction from the pain. I normally hate it when Scott is away and I have to find some other podcast to listen to. This time, I thought I'd give Grimmy a listen, and I found that I really, really enjoyed it. I was wondering whether it would be possible for Grimmy to take over your show on a more regular / permanent basis. Love you, but not as much as Grimmy. Emma, Bristol.
Wow, you really do put any of these on, don't you? Thanks, Emma.
Well, we can't just put the nice ones on.
Nah.
There has to be a mix.
I'm worried what's
so
coming
what
next.
So what do you think? Can Grimmy take over full time, or are you...
I wouldn't say full time.
Is that your decision to make?
Absolutely not.
So who should you write to?
I'm not going to do myself out of a job completely by telling them who to write to make this actually happen. Who do you think I am? I have to say, though.
Ben Cooper.
Thanks. Brilliant. Thanks for your help. Brilliant. I have to say, though, I did hear a bit of Grimmy when I was away and he was very, very good.
Do you want him on full time?
No. Next.
Dear Scott, on a long drive with my boyfriend and we got talking, why is pork a breakfast meat, but not chicken, for instance? I'm worried this will take over our relationship. Love from Liz and Matt on the M1 X.
It's true. How come you're allowed to have a sausage and you can have some bacon? Why can't
you can
have
fish
like
as well. You can have salmon as well, can't you?
Yes, salmon is...
Salmon?
But
only
not,
salmon.
You couldn't have cod for breakfast.
No, you can't. No, what are you talking about?
Yes, salmon. You can have salmon for breakfast. Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
What are you... Right, stop
kippers.
The music. Oh, yeah, you can have kippers.
Yeah. Salmon, no. Who has salmon for breakfast? That's ridiculous.
A lot of people?
Yeah.
Rubbish.
Smoked salmon we're talking about.
Rubbish.
It's not rubbish, Chris. But go to any cafe and you'll see salmon and eggs.
Yeah.
For breakfast.
I don't believe this. Does this really happen?
Oh, my God.
Is it? All right, fine.
Do you actually think we're having you on?
I've just never seen salmon on a breakfast thing. I'm sure of it.
It happened. It happened. However, you couldn't have, like, a nice joint of beef, could you?
Ooh. That might be quite nice, though, sometimes.
Yeah, I could do that easily. I could bosh anything at breakfast.
I often have, like, the Chinese takeaway. That's sometimes got some crispy chili beef. That's quite nice.
What, if for breakfast?
Yeah, the Chinese from the night before for breakfast.
Yeah,
That's more normal than salmon, I think.
It isn't, Chris. I love a bit of salmon in the morning, I do. But only on special occasions. It's well posh. Next!
Hi, I am Mrs. Macy Donato from United States of America. I'm writing to you on behalf of the whole family, me, my husband and our two children. Here is a bit about us.
Okay, I can't wait to hear.
With us, you find a family where unconditional love, peace and understanding reign. Our family do not like to judge a book by the cover or take gossip to determine who will be around. We always try to stay positive and find the best in anyone or any situation, including the worst ones. my profile. I work as a sales manager for Walmart and I'm 39 years old of age. Due to the nature of my work, I'm not always around. I'll thereby need of your service as a nanny for my kids. I will appreciate your response to know if you are interested. Thanks, Macy.
Was this addressed to me?
Yeah.
Why would you ever ask me to do that?
Look what happened to the dog when you looked after that. Ended up with a red wine stain.
Yeah.
White dog, red wine, not good look.
No. So what's going on with this?
Well, I mean, wouldn't turn it down instantly. If Grimmy's taking over this slot, then...
I need a job.
You'd have to go and do the nannying off of the US.
Okay, well, actually, I'm going to write back because, you know, you never know in this crazy business that we call show.
Could be a TV show. You could do that as a new reality show, couldn't you? Sort of celebrity nanny.
Super nanny?
It's been done.
Super nanny, yeah, it's been done.
Next.
Dear Scott, I don't know if anyone has mentioned this before, but smooth-talking Dan really sounds like Cliff Richard. If you listen to them both, I think you'll hear the similarities. From Karen in Sheffield, originally off of Hull.
Okay, thanks, Karen, for your email on Dear Scott. That's smooth-talking Dan, who we do send on to Stupid Street just to chat up the ladies with his smooth ways. Dan, have you ever been told, he's here now,
Hi.
Have you ever been told that you sound like Sir Cliff Richard?
Never before, no.
Oh, you do a bit.
I see it now. I was thinking, no, he doesn't.
No, never before.
You do a little bit.
Is that your impression of me?
No, it's my impression of Cliff.
Oh, okay.
Obviously. OK, let's put this to the test. If you can say, hi there, I'm Cliff Richard.
Hi there, I'm Cliff Richard.
And now let's hear some Cliff.
I didn't just want to be like Elvis, I wanted to be him. I'd like to have woken up and found that I was inside him.
Can you just say, I'd like to have woken up and found I was inside him?
Can you say that?
Cliff says it. We need a comparison.
And then we'll compare.
Yeah.
So what is it once more?
Okay, I'll play it again.
I didn't
okay.
just want to be like Elvis, I wanted to be him. I'd like to have woken up and found I was inside him.
So just from I would have liked to have...
I would have liked to have woken up and found out I was inside him.
Same!
Thank you for your Dear Scott messages. Podcast. Lauren, 16, has been on and has just checked out the picture of Chris Smith, our newsreader, doing his face... when a dog sticks their head out of the car, you know, that kind of face that the dogs do. It's on the Scott Mills Facebook. It's also on the Radio 1 homepage. Lauren says she doesn't think she'll be able to take the news seriously ever again. That was RD and Got Me Burning. Hello, it's Mills. It's nearly Friday. This week is sped by. Question. If you could live in a TV show... which one would it be? So imagine you're actually living in the show. You've got the life of the people in the show. You're in the TV show. Which one?
Gossip Girl.
I knew you were going to say that.
Obvious. Yeah.
Glamorous.
I'd be straight there on the Upper East Side.
New York.
Love it.
Loads of fit people.
Yeah.
Rich fit people.
I love it. Chuck Bass, what more could you want?
What about
That's
you, Chris?
Amazing life.
I'm thinking Entourage.
Yes.
That would just be
Oh, their houses
wouldn't it?
Are lush.
Yeah.
Good pool.
Living in LA. Oh, that'd be amazing.
Or maybe like an Australian one. I'd quite like to do an Australian soap.
Yeah, I think...
that'd be nice. Somewhere hot and sunny.
Since
like
I was a teenager, I think I've always kind of wanted to be in Home and Away.
Glamorous. Yeah. I always wanted to wear that school uniform. It's quite nice. Not now, obviously, but when I was at school.
Hello.
It'd be a bit weird me now, like...
Yeah, they always had good uniforms, didn't they?
Yeah.
I always wanted to go into, like, whatever the coffee shop was called, and order a chocolate malt... I've never done that.
I've got some of that at home. Do you want me to bring it in tomorrow?
Yes, please.
I can make you a chocolate malt. We can have it during the Wonder Years.
I was just sat there as a kid at Eastleigh thinking, oh, I've never had a chocolate malt. That sounds well exotic. So I'm saying Home and Away or Neighbours, one of those. But remember, this is Stupid Street. So what do you think they would like to live in? Which TV show would they like to live in? Tell you what, I'm going to give you three guesses. You can choose three shows that you think Stupid Street would maybe like to live in, and I'll give you 10 points for any... That you get right, that they say. And play along at home, please, or on the way home, wherever you are at the moment. And let me know how you do on your scores. 10 Scott Mills points, if any of them are right, out of three. Rick and Warrington would love to live in Will and Grace. Hiya! In Between Us, surely you'd like to live in that, Chris.
Yeah.
Well, you do, don't you?
Sorry, you already do. My bad. Okay, so choose three each. What does Stupid Street say? Which TV show would they like to live in?
You get a lot of tourists around Stupid Street, so I'm going to say one of them is going to be Spooks, because that's London.
Okay.
See my logic there?
Yeah.
Right. And then I'm going to stick with Entourage as well. I'm not sure about the third.
One more.
Oh.
Any TV
show? Oh, 24.
Oh God! Oh, what an awful life! Just constantly like
awful. Wow. Okay. Becky.
Midsummer Murders. What's that?
Yeah.
Friends.
Yeah.
And where else is Lush? Doc Martin.
What?
It's
what
really
the?
Nice.
My dad forced me to watch that on
love
holiday.
Doc Martin.
Is it any good?
It's all right.
I fell asleep.
It's Sunday night TV and it's always like nice and.
All right. So, Doc Martin.
Doc, not dog.
Doc Martin.
Yeah.
Friends and Midsummer Murders. Chris says Spooks.
Just to see how long you could last.
Entourage and 24. Let's find out. We went on a Super Street and Smooth Talking Dan asked them, which TV show would you like to live in?
If you could live in any TV programme, what would you go for?
Only Way is Essex.
Why?
The girls in it.
Yeah?
Yeah. The birds.
What are good about the birds?
They're fit in it.
Right. Well, they are. Who in particular are you into?
Amy in it. Amy. And Lauren. And Sam. Wait, who else? Lydia as well.
But Mark into that or?
No, not Mark.
No, not Mark. If you could live in any TV programme, what would you like to go for?
Probably Sex and the City. I like the shoes.
I would want to live in Keep It Up with the Kardashians, yeah.
I'd say Kardashians as well, but only because of Rob.
Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the other Kardashians, just because of Rob.
Who's Rob?
Their brother.
Right.
He's really hot.
Is he?
Yeah.
They're all pretty hot, aren't they?
I think he's better, though, somewhere.
If you could live in any TV programme, what would you go for?
Friends. Country File.
What happens in Country File?
Well, you just basically live on a farm and there's lots of sheep around and it's nice and idyllic.
If you could live in any TV programme, so that becomes like your life, what would you go for?
Made in Essex. No, The Only Way is Essex.
I'd probably go for EastEnders. Yeah.
I'd probably have to say EastEnders.
Why EastEnders?
Just because it's so miserable. I'd like to go in there and just create a bit more happiness. And did you see it last night?
No.
Awful. Shipwrecked.
Yeah.
Channel 4 shipwrecked, like on a desert island or something.
Why that?
Because it's beautiful and hot and sunny and full of lots of gorgeous men.
Yeah. And what would you be doing with the gorgeous men?
All sorts, probably. A bit of diving.
If you could be in any TV show, what would you want to be in?
Malcolm in the Middle.
Why that?
Because Malcolm in the Middle hasn't got nothing to worry about, and he's Malcolm in the Middle.
He is Malcolm in the Middle. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
A few people there said the only way is Essex. Surely what you do there is just move to Essex. Don't know what you do. EastEnders, seriously. I mean, I know she thinks she'll cheer it up, but she won't.
But those houses are worth a fortune.
I know, well, it's the same as Friends. They'd never be able to afford those houses. It's nonsense. And, by the way, Becky, you said Friends,
yes.
So you can have 10 Scott Mills points. And please do give yourself 20 Scott Mills points. I'm changing the rules. 20 well-deserved Scott Mills points if you said that the show they'd like to live in most was Country File. Who would have thought that?
Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, did you hear Matt Edmondson's show last night? I did, because I was driving to Cardiff to play for some students, and I do like Matt Edmondson's show on a Wednesday night. It's very good. Tuesday night. Hang on, where are we?
Wednesday night last night.
Wednesday night, that's what I meant.
It's Thursday today.
That's what I said, first of all, Wednesday night. It's on 9 till 10, and it's very good. But if you can't catch it, you know, if you've got other stuff to do in the evenings, obviously you can get it on the Radio 1 website again. It's there now. Or iPlayer it. And Matt was talking to Jason Derulo last night, who is literally everywhere at the moment. He was in with Greg James earlier today. Again. Did he just sleep here, do you think? He's got like a little room where he just sleeps. Also, he's doing the Teen Awards this weekend, or at least I hope he is, because after Matt's interview from last night's show on Radio 1, it's looking a little bit dicey for a while.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Matt, you see, didn't have much time to think of any questions, so just went onto Wikipedia, just wikied Jason Derulo, and kind of did all his research for his interview with him from there. So some of the questions may not have been entirely based on the truth. Like this.
We should talk about your name, because, of course, your real name, Jason Derulo, that's not how it's spelled, how you spell it on your records.
No, I mean, that's good information.
Yeah, you were born... Finally, you're actually born Hamish Cumberbatch. Why the name change?
What?
Hamish Cumberbatch, that's the... I've got that down as that you were christened... No?
That sounds like a German folk song.
Yeah, so what? Were your parents really into German folk? Is that why they...
No, dude, that's not my name, dude. My name is Jason Derulo. It's just spelt differently.
Ah!
When Jason Derulo gets mad, he calls you dude a lot. Fact.
You were born whilst on the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disney World. Have you been back to visit?
What?
Just on the ride. All the pirates are there. I mean, what a terrible place to have labour.
What a terrible interview this is.
I wish I had the actual to do this. I really do. And this is the best one.
Now, you toured all over the world with Lady Gaga. An amazing opportunity, although it was blighted by the ill health that you had. As my research tells me, one of your testicles swelled to the size of a cantaloupe, which is described here as a monster ball. How was that?
No.
If I just put my hands down here, can you just cough just to check that's
Could you just not just come close just, to me? Could
just,
you just, stop! Just stop it!
Just,
don't touch me!
Just do the cough. Like, just do the cough.
Get off of
Jason,
me,
do the cough. You're fine.
Wow. Now that is an interview. Purely based on Wikipedia. If you want to listen to the Matt Edmondson show again, go onto the Radio 1 website. It's there now. It's a really good show.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
So I was in Cardiff last night. Chris, my friend here, came with me for the journey. He was like my entourage.
Well, yeah.
What, just for the journey? Wasn't allowed in the gig?
No, I didn't let him in the gig. He just came to on the M4 and then back again. No,
I did that with my friend once.
What?
He had tickets to an Arsenal game and I was bored. So I went all the way from Bournemouth to Wembley and whatever it was, some big event. And then I just sat practising my shorthand in the car for like 3 hours. I realised it's best not to sit in the car in the middle of winter because you get really cold really quickly.
Yeah.
Dogs die in hot cars. Becky does not happy if she has to sit in a cold car.
So you just went for the journey, a bit bored.
Yeah.
No, Chris did come to the gig as well. And what a lovely bunch of students they were. I have never seen anyone so excited about going over a bridge. It's that big one, you know, between England and Wales.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm a big fan of Gavin and Stacey, so as soon as I realised the toll bridge was coming up...
Do they still give you the voucher for the cup of tea on the back of your ticket?
Didn't see that.
I don't know, I've got it here.
Have they still got that go any speed you like bit where there's no lanes?
No! Why didn't we see this?
I don't think it's go any speed you like, but there's a bit of a free-for-all where I just have to say, I don't think it's go any speed you like. But there was a bit
any
where...
Any speed you want.
When you go after you go through the barriers, and then...
He's kept it! Look, he's kept the receipt.
There's no no free tea on the back.
Souvenir.
I used to get a cup of tea on the back.
He was so excited. He was like, oh, I want to go and lift the barrier up like they did on Gavin and Stacey. You know, was that the one where they're having the baby?
I wanted to go and lift up, you know, have a photo with me lifting the barrier.
Yeah, yeah.
But he wouldn't let me do it.
It is a magnificent bridge, don't get me wrong. He wasn't so excited when I asked him to actually pay the toll. £5! Now, once we got over the bridge, I went to see one of my oldest friends who lives in Cardiff. He just moved there about a year ago.
Is it the one I fancy who used to be on the telly?
No, but he also lives there. But he is also friends with the guy that I'm talking about now.
He used to present Top of the Pops in the 90s.
Yeah. Not him, but yeah, he knows all our kind of friend group. And...
not DLT.
No.
He was in the 70s.
Now, my friend is... You know, like, a lot of people have friends... One friend who is just really into gadgets, and that is my mate.
Mm.
And you turn up, and it, like everything, it's all about the lighting. You could spot his house in the street a mile off. It's just like... It looks like a gay disco in there.
Is it?
Yeah, there's a lot of lights.
Yes.
And then it's that kind of thing where you're in the toilet, you're like, oh, I can hear music. Oh, okay, oh, there's speakers in the The speaker's everywhere. The speaker's in the bath. The speaker... I'm sure there's a speaker in the actual toilet. I can hear example coming out of the loo. Oh, this is brilliant. Oh, I want my house like this. But I couldn't really be bothered to have my house like that. Anyway, so on one of his many screens that he's got, it's all about the screens. I'm just, you know, you can look through people's playlists and I was just playing songs and they were playing all around the house. It's brilliant. Have you ever looked through the names of anyone's playlists before? Done that?
No.
You know, you can create your own, obviously, and you could put them into little, you know, put all the songs into different areas. He had a category called Get My Freak On.
The Get My Freak On playlist?
Yeah. And I was just going to, it was kind of like 80s, 90s, you know, house, or whatever. And then it was like, Get My Freak On. I was like, Neil, is this really necessary?
Did you put it on?
Absolutely
worried
not.
What was going to happen?
No. I just thought, that is one strange name for a playlist. And I went to the loo again just because it was playing music.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's Dear Scott, the time on the show every Thursday where you get to have your say about anything you want at all.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris and the one that doesn't speak. I've been meaning to email you for weeks since I heard you talking about your thoughts on being in jacuzzis with other people.
Yeah. Yeah, we have talked about this a bit.
One year, for a Valentine's treat, I booked a day at a relaxation spa for my husband and I. It said on the website, clothing optional. I presumed this meant it didn't matter if you went for a bikini, one piece or speedos, etc.
Oh.
However, imagine my surprise when we arrived to find out it was actually naked day. And apart from us, nobody was wearing any sort of swimwear at all.
No need. No need.
What, for clothing or no need for naked sauna day?
No, I don't like that. That's... I find that unhygienic.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Have you showered beforehand?
I just don't like the idea of it, and you know my thoughts on this. It's like when my mum was going to get a hot tub. I didn't like that either.
Your mum was going to get a hot tub?
Yeah, she wanted one, and I was like, absolutely not. That's horrible, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not right.
My husband and I decided to keep a low profile and sit in the jacuzzi together. I will never forget the moment, though, when a couple in their 70s joined us in the water. It was one of those jacuzzis where you have to climb up steps at the side and lift your leg high over the edge to get in.
Oh.
All the while as they entered the water, and my husband and I tried our best not to get too much of an eyeful, they were making polite small talk about finding a parking space outside. You can only imagine how still we both sat in the water while they were in it, trying not to think about what might be bubbling around under the surface. It was a very surreal moment. My husband has still not forgiven me for not reading the small print before I booked. Thought you'd enjoy this story.
Yep.
Much love, Helen, off of Bristol, XXX.
Something else I've noticed is, we've talked about this before, there are a lot more people using hairdryers in the gym at the moment, just not on their head. A lot. And also, I saw a guy the other day doing pull-ups, you know, on one of those big machines to strengthen his back in a suit. In a suit, a full-on suit.
What, in the gym?
In the gym.
What, so he'd, like, gone and obviously forgotten his kit and he still needs to do his...
Yeah.
That's going to smell,
just go
it?
Home. Like, I know maybe you're a bit gym-obsessed, but you are wearing a full-on suit and everyone's staring at you. Also, I had to report somebody in the gym the other day and I feel really bad about it.
Why? Why are you dumping people in?
Yeah, why you become a grass?
Well, it was, I was doing my workout and I noticed that there was a Chinese lady and she was walking the other way on the treadmill. Why would you do that?
So you reported her?
I did have to say to one of the personal trainers that are walking around, mate, like, that's probably quite dangerous. There's a lady over there, I don't know if you can see her, who's you know, like, you have the thing.
Yeah, so she was facing the back as if she was about to walk off it.
Yes, you see.
Like on Gladiators, where you used to have to go up the travelator, which was basically an escalator that went down. No, it's like going up an escalator the wrong way.
No, I don't think, because surely the normal way you're standing is against it. If she did that, she would just go flying off.
Well, yes, dangerous. Dangerous.
How did she manage to stay on it?
Well, she wasn't going very fast, but she was going against it, yeah.
So she was going with it?
No, no, no. So she's turned round. You know where the console is, where you can go... She has got her back to that.
So is she walking backwards to tone her calves?
I don't know, but I reported her because I thought it was dangerous.
Why didn't you just tell her first?
Because that's not my job. It's the job of the personal trainer. I don't like confrontation.
Was she moonwalking?
Kind of, yeah. Kind of, yeah. So, but she got told off, and now I feel really bad. But it is dangerous.
She's been banned for life.
I think she's probably banned. It's all my fault. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS, PR4L, STD, and etc. Scott, you know how you keep going on about gay or European? Well, this summer I went camping in a tent somewhere in England. I don't really know where. And to be honest, it's not really that fun. There was just a few old people there, all of them European and, well, old. Also, though, what's the scoring system? I won against myself, obviously. You complete me. Annalie, 14, off of pool.
I don't really think there is a scoring system. What you do is just see the person by the pool and just guess whether they're gay or European.
And then which one of you goes to ask them?
Oh, I don't go and ask them.
Well, how are you going to know? How are you going to know who gets the points?
Well, that's true. It's a game you can't really win. It's just a guessing game. You don't actually ever find out.
They could be both as well. I suppose that's the other option.
Do you get bonus points for that?
If they're both, then that's...
Epic win.
Epic win! It really is. So, yeah, no, I don't know about the points, really. But you've just kind of got to guess. It's just a bit of fun, you know? You never really know the outcome unless you go and ask them. Next.
How refreshing is Becky? Finally giving in to the fact she will always be big. You go, girl.
No, we've played that already. We've played that already, but, you know.
Bubbly Becky.
Bubbly Becky. Nice selection of emails this week. Thanks, everyone. Do you want to be on next week's Dear Scott? We are just an email away. Send one to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Mark the subject, Dear Scott, with anything you want to say. The PR4R might read yours out next week.
BBC Radio 1 Podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.